We'll be looking at John 10, verses 1 through 11 today. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. In the text today, we see that Christ opens wide the door of salvation and makes a sweeping promise to all those who will enter into a relationship with himself. To those who do, Jesus promises some very special blessings. It is those wonderful blessings found by those who enter this door that I want to magnify today. First of all, we see the blessing of eternal life that is behind the door being Christ. Those that enter in will be rescued from all danger and destruction. They will be kept safe and sound. First of all, the blessing that comes to us is a pardoned life. The cross of Calvary bridged the gap between sinful man and the holy God. It is a life that has been delivered from the penalty, the power, and ultimately the very presence of sin. We read of this pardoned life in Ephesians 2, verses 12 through 17. We read there in Ephesians 2, verses 12 through 17, that at that time you were without Christ. Paul speaking about the Gentiles, that you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. What a horrible way to be. Having no hope and without God in the world. That was the condition of the Gentiles before the coming of Christ. No hope without God in the world. But look at the beautiful words in verse 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near, how? By the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body. How? Through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and he preached peace to you who are far off and to those who were near. That was our condition apart from Christ. We needed to be reconciled to God Almighty. We were under the wrath of God, but we were pardoned. We were reconciled through the cross. Through the cross of Jesus Christ. For he himself is our peace. Do you know of that peace? That peace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace to our Lord Jesus Christ. The blessings of the door is a pardoned life. Not only is it a pardoned life, but it is a new life. A life that is filled with the potential for the redeemed person to live a holy life and for them to enjoy the power, the presence, and the peace of God. To know the power and the presence and the peace of God. John 10:10 tells us, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The blessings of coming through the door, coming through Christ, new life. New life. I have come that they may have life. Well, what life is he talking about? He's not talking about physical life. He's talking to people that have physical life. He's talking about that spiritual life that we were dead, the scripture says, but he has made us alive. And notice what that life brings, that they may have that life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life, a life of love and peace and joy and goodness and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and long-suffering. What a blessing the pardon the life brings, that new life brings, that the door, those that come in through the door, those that come in through Jesus Christ. Christ said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pasture. Pasture. He will find comfort. He will find sustenance. The blessings of life is behind that door. The door being Jesus Christ. And not only is it a new life and a pardoned life, but it is also everlasting life. In John 10, verse 28, we read, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I give them eternal life. This pardoned life, this new life, is an everlasting life. I shall give them eternal life. Life, the blessings of Jesus Christ, the door through whom we find eternal life, we find new life, we find a pardoned life, a promise of perseverance, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. What a blessing this eternal life is. Christ says in John 3:16, we read, you see it all the time on television. If you watch a football game, people holding signs up about eternal life. John 3, verse 16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What a blessing, a pardoned life, a new life, everlasting life. We read in John 6, verse 47, it tells us this. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Not going to get everlasting life. I hope there's everlasting life for me. If I measure up, if I do everything that I want to do, that I vow to do, that I promise to do. He has given us everlasting life, most assuredly. Count it to be true. I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Oh, come in through the door, which is Jesus Christ. If you have never come to Christ today. Know of this pardon. Know of this everlasting life. Know of this new life. Know that we are kept by the power of Almighty God. Kept a preserved life. Jesus Christ has promised that he would keep us, that nothing would be able to snatch us out of his hand. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith. We are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are kept by the power of God, a pardon life, a new life, an everlasting life, and a kept life. God has promised to keep us. How? By our own pulling up of our bootstraps? No, we are kept by the power, the very power of God, the dunamis of God, the dynamite of God. John 5, verse 24 tells us, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has, notice past tense, has everlasting life. And notice this promise, and shall not come into judgment. What a blessing to know that there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Shall not come into judgment. My friend, if you're listening today, is that your fear? That you will be judged by Almighty God? And that is a good fear, because that is true if you have not come through the door yet, that you shall come into judgment. But those that have entered through the door, being Jesus Christ, shall not come into judgment. But notice the past tense once again, but has passed from death into life. Death. Death, that is what is waiting for the unsaved, for the unregenerate, for those that are outside the door, for those outside of Christ. Death, damnation, and a hell for all eternity. But he has passed. We have passed from death into life. The blessings of the door. Also, when we come through that door, we have access to the very presence of God. We read in John 4, verse 24, for all of those that have come in through the door. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. There is no truth outside of Christ, spiritually speaking. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ and Christ alone is the truth. The blessing of coming through the door is we have access into the very presence of God. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us. Us, who's that? Those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have been born again, those who are regenerated. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do you know of this mercy and grace? Do you know that blessing of mercy and peace from Almighty God? You've been invited in to the throne of grace. Not the throne of law, but the throne of grace, the unmerited favor of God, the blessings of being able to worship God, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm not talking about I go to church, I punch my card on a Sunday, I sit there for an hour, listen to a sermon, and then go live my life. But now I can live my life worshiping Almighty God, the God who I once offended. Now I have been brought in to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And also, we have the privilege and the opportunity and the honor of being able to work for God Almighty. He has given us now a desire. He has decreed for us to work for His glory. We read in James 2, verse 18. We read this, excuse me while I get there, James 2, verse 18. We read this, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. We have been created onto good works for Almighty God. We have the privilege now to work for God. In Ephesians 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We're His workmanship. Those who are regenerated, born again, we're the workmanship of God Almighty, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We've been created for good works. Not that we're saved by our works, but true saving faith always produces works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has decreed beforehand the works that we are now, those who have come through the door. We've come through the door, now we go out of that door, we go out of Christ, and now we love God with all my heart and soul, and love our neighbor that way, created for good works. The blessings of the door, the blessing of pardon, the blessing of new life, the blessing of everlasting life, the blessing of having been once condemned and now being justified. We have the blessings of Almighty God in our life, the favor of Almighty God in our life. Also, in our text, it says about that we would find pasture. We would find pasture. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. In and out and find pasture. Refreshment. Sustenance. Jesus has and is all that we need. The word pasture reminds us that we are His sheep. And as such, we are in His hand and in a position to enjoy real blessings. Real blessing is not what we think it to be. Real blessing is enjoying those things that can only be obtained from the hand of God. He is our shepherd, and He will provide. The psalmist wrote of this in Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you live a life of wanting? If you're in Christ, there's no reason to be wanting. Christ said He will provide. He is the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. The shepherd brings the sheep into the green pastures to bless them, to comfort them. He leads me beside the still waters. Notice, the still waters. That's the peace that He has promised us. He has given us peace. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. He became sin for us in order that we would become the righteousness of God. We come in through the door, through Christ, and now we live lives of righteousness. And notice in that text in Psalm, for His name's sake, this whole thing is about Christ. Everything is about Christ. He is the one that has invited us into the very presence of God. He is the one that has put the desire in our hearts now to work out that which He has worked in us. He is the one that has provided the means that we could live a pardoned life, that we could live a new life, that we can live an everlasting life, that we can live a life of being kept by the power of Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, do you know these blessings that you possess because of Christ? That you can say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Today, can you say that of Christ? For you are with me. You, Almighty God, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What a promise do you know of that comfort spoken of? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. You anoint my head with oil, the promise of the Holy Spirit. We've been anointed by the Holy Spirit. My cup runs over. Now, is that true? I read that earlier in John, that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Are you living an abundant life? And notice the last verse of Psalm 23. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. It will hunt you down. The goodness of God, the mercy of God shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life. And what is life? Everlasting life. How long is the life that God has promised us? Everlasting life. Surely, goodness and mercy is going to hunt me down all the days of this eternal, everlasting life that I have now. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell in God's presence forever and ever and ever. We're experiencing that now as children of God. Those who have come into the kingdom of God that are part of the holy nation, the royal priesthood, we're dwelling now in the very presence of God. That's why it said about come boldly into the throne room of grace and mercy. And notice the last word of that psalm, forever, 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 eternal life, everlasting life, having everything we need now. I'm not talking about materially, I'm talking about spiritually. Christ is our shepherd. He will provide for His sheep. He has promised us that. He's always leading His people to the place where they can rest from the road of life. To know that rest. And who has entered into His rest but those that have rested from their works? You're no longer working to earn your salvation, to earn the favor of God, to earn the mercy of God. You can't. To come into the door of Jesus Christ, you must first realize that you cannot earn that right to enter in. It's only by grace. For by grace you are saved. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that is not of yourself. You may not have peace because you're still trying to earn your salvation with God. You're still coming before Him with something in your hands, but you can't come to Christ with nothing in your hands. You must come to Christ and Christ alone. Christ is ever present with His people to give them strength for the journey. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think we are a blessed people. Do you know of these different blessings that I spoke of today? That the Lord is our shepherd and that He will provide. That He's always leading us to a place that we can find rest. That He's ever present with His people. That He's given us the desire and the will. And He has decreed for us to work for His glory. But working from a place of resting in Christ. Not work for the sake of earning God's favor. But simply working because we have God's favor. We have access to the very presence of God. We are kept by the power of God. We have everlasting life. We have new life. Behold, all things have become new. And all of these promises that are spoken of today are possible because of the work of Christ on the cross, making propitiation, making atonement for our sins. For though we were once sinful men and women, we have been reconciled to this holy God. May you count as true today the blessing and the favor of God in your life. All of the blessings I've just spoken about are true. Those are promises made by Almighty God. May we not doubt the fulfillment of all the promises in the Scripture to us. And my friend, if you're listening today, I spoke of the promises, the blessings of Almighty God. He has also made another promise in the Scripture, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Just as He will fulfill all the other promises that I spoke of to those that are born again, those who have been regenerated, He also will fulfill the other promises of condemnation for those that are outside of Christ. For those who refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, will you come today and be reconciled to Almighty God? As I read earlier, the only way to be reconciled to God is through the blood of Jesus Christ. You will never be good enough. You cannot do enough to earn God's favor. The only way to be favored by Almighty God is through Christ, and Christ is all. Christ is everything. Christ is to be worshipped, to be adored. For all of life is about Christ. This earth and the people on this earth were created for the glory of Christ. All things are about Christ. He said of the Scriptures, all of the Scripture speaks about Me. May you come today through the door, and that door is Christ and Christ alone.